Welcome to Absolutely Necessary. Thank you for coming.
No, we're doing Logan's idea.
Let's hit the
idea.
Beat.
Doing,
shut up.
We're doing Logan.
Now.
No, Logan, do your intro.
Yeah.
Logan.
I was going to play Christmas music.
Go.
Oh, well, that's a...
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just get
that's
into the podcast.
That's copyrighted. This is copy...
Isn't it just wonderful when it's absolutely necessary?
No, restart it.
No.
It's a brilliant start, trust me. Restart it.
No.
Yes.
So we can go right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeet.
Absolutely.
Necessary.
Boom.
Hey, yeah.
I hate us so much. All right.
Merry Christmas, little children.
Welcome back to Absolutely Necessary. Woo! Like Santa Claus, please don't copy strike our podcast. That was royalty free.
I swear it was only 10 seconds.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After Thanksgiving, a little post-Thanksgiving, how you guys feeling? Did you eat a lot of turkey?
Oh my gosh, so much turkey.
I didn't eat a lot of turkey, honestly. Cranberries.
You just got a plate full of cranberries? Really? You expect me to believe that?
My family's more diverse. You know, we fill our plate with a little bit of everything. Multiple meats, you know? That's how we do.
Multiple meats? Like, what other meats?
Oh, you know, ham, turkey, chicken, beef. Ham, turkey, chicken, beef.
Are you turning your Thanksgiving meal into a song?
You know. What's that song again? Green beans.
Alright, this is... Ugh. Let's move on.
Sports.
Anyway, did you guys do some Black Friday shopping, yeah?
I did, yeah.
Did you get those deals?
Cop that Amazon Echo. Go check it out. It's still a deal, actually, this week. Amazon Prime.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, we're inviting people to look at your Amazon Echo.
We are not sponsored.
We're doing an unboxing.
Amazon, please. please
we'll be doing an unboxing on our YouTube channel for just the Amazon Echo.
In 3 months.
Alright, get it started. Welcome back. Absolutely Necessary is the name of the show, and we're talking about the most important things in sports. Alright, let's start it off. Magnus Carlsen.
I know him.
Magnus Carlsen, who is he?
He's a golf player. Just kidding.
A golf player.
Is that your final answer? Yeah, let's use Jacob.
He's a chess player. Grandmaster.
Who do you think Magnus Carlsen is?
Magnus Carlsen? Sounds like a ping pong player or a chess person.
Definitely chess grandmaster.
Or a hockey player.
Good guess, by the way. Magnus Carlsen is a Norwegian chess grandmaster.
Bada bing, bada
boom. Who just defended his chess world championship by beating an American.
Wow.
Congratulations, Magnus.
Congratulations to the American.
We would love to have you on the show, Magnus.
Congratulations to the American who made it to the finals. I was really deeply happy that you made it that far.
How old do you think Magnus Carlsen is?
89.
The sound of his name.
43.
He's 27.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
He's Magnus.
He's young.
Magnus. Yeah. The big dude.
Yeah. So are we ready to talk about real sports now?
Excuse me? Chess isn't a sport.
It's a real sport.
Sit down.
Is it in the Olympics?
Olympics does not define.
Do people watch it on TV?
Yeah.
It's not a real sport.
Well, did baseball get into the Olympics?
For like 5 years.
Basketball's in the Olympics.
All right, whatever. Let's recap some NFL.
Football.
Let's recap some NFL football, which is also not in the Olympics. Maybe that should change. Do you guys want to look ahead or look back?
Let's do some looking back. We didn't really do anything last week.
Let's do both.
We haven't done anything
yet. Let's
do
both. Guys, we're going to give you a feature performance here. We're going to do both.
A feature performance.
Wow. Feature performance from Jackson Lair.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Did you guys... So let's start with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving night, you sit in the morning, you just get done with the parade, you flip the channel, and you watch the most boring first half of football of the year.
Who actually watched the parade?
I watched the parade and then went right into watching the Bears and the Lions play.
I used that time
the worst
to go to church
I've ever seen.
And give thanks.
Good for you. I went, you know, twice, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what'd you guys think of the Bears? The Bears pulled out that win. That puts them at 8-3. They're the third best team in terms of win-loss record in the NFC.
Honestly, it was a very defensive game. I was very impressed with the Lions.
Oh, that first half sucked.
It really did
suck.
Yeah,
that's
what's
to be expected with Chase Daniels at quarterback.
But, and I was like, if
it's
Lions
Chase
are going to
Daniel,
win,
by the way. There's no S at the end.
I just added the S. It sounds better.
Yeah, anyway.
Chase Daniels.
Daniel.
Yeah, and apparently he'll probably be starting this next week, too. So
Mitchell
it looks like it's going
it.
to. I would not recommend watching the Bears game again. It's probably going to just be a grind it out kind of game, just like Jackson said, you know? I'm very disappointed in the Lions. I thought they would win this game, actually.
I thought this was a good opportunity.
Their talent doesn't seem to be showing up across the board. I don't know.
I mean,
Golden Tate leaving has really been a big hit on their offense.
Kerryon Johnson's been hurt.
Back to back, like a cover of a League of Legends.
2 minutes. The Bears have won their last 5 in a row. They beat the Bills pretty convincingly, and they've got 2 wins against the Lions. I think they're looking good coming up. They'll play New York this week. They're in New York, but yeah, it's against a struggling Giants team.
It's a good week for Trubisky to be out.
I'm sorry, did 2 minutes pass?
It did.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. You're right. It is a good time for Mitchell Trubisky to be out. I think the Bears can keep going on this run. Do you think they have a realistic shot of catching one of those 2 teams at the top of the NFC to get a wild card, though? A wild card game, excuse me.
No, but I think they will win the division and will be playing whoever gets the wild card. Vikings. But, yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good... As the Bears, obviously, you don't want to play interdivision just because in the NFC North, those games always seem to come down to the end.
Well, any divisional games come down close because of emotions and...
No, I just think in the NFC North and... I forget which one it is in the AFC. There's 2 divisions to me that... I'll figure it out in a couple of seconds.
Are you thinking of the NFC North and the AFC North?
No, the AFC something.
South?
I don't know which one it is. Their games always seem to be close every year. It was a statistical thing that they came out with, that their average is within 3 points for the finishes of their games. But I would just say, as the Bears, I can see them doing it, though. I can see them catching the top teams. How many games are they behind? How many games are they behind them?
2?
No, they're 1. Aren't the Saints... Oh, the Saints are 11-1.
The Saints and the Rams are both 10-1.
Oh, they're 10-1?
Yep.
They're only 1 game behind... Oh, they're 8-3.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'd have to look at their schedules. I know the Bears are, like, the 5th easiest schedule going the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So I think the Bears, I only see them really losing 1 more game at the most, honestly. So I would say they finish 1 game behind. That's what I would say. They finish 1 game behind.
Let's keep flying through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
So after you got a kind of boring Bears-Lions game, you got Cowboys-Redskins, and Amari Cooper went off.
Like Randy Moss, I don't
know. Good job, Adrian Peterson.
180, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, didn't you tell people before that Adrian Peterson would be a good play?
I said, watch out. Watch out for Adrian Peterson.
And you could watch out for all 35 yards he gained on the ground?
Yes, you could.
And 9 in the air.
He did it 9 in the air. That was good
fantasy
production.
That's 3 fantasy points if you're in a non-PPR league.
That's 4.
Yeah, but he got a tutty, right? So.
No, he did not get a
tutty. I was pretty sure he scored.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Capri Bibbs scored.
He's on my fantasy team.
Oh.
Capri Bibbs.
Well, you're good. Capri Bibbs isn't going to score for them again for the rest of the season.
Colt McCoy threw 3 picks. I've met Colt McCoy, by the way. Colt McCoy is an amazing person.
You also said that last week.
But he's maybe not an amazing quarterback.
Yeah, they need to look at Colin Kaepernick.
How are they not looking at Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. And they just... I'm going to take this minute to go off on a tangent and say how much I hate Reuben Foster.
Yep.
And I hate the fact that NFL teams, namely the Washington Redskins, are deciding to give him another chance. Colin Kaepernick, you may not agree with what he's doing, but he's better than somebody who's been convicted of multiple crimes, let alone domestic violence, which is abhorrent. Abhorrent. I would never sign a domestic abuser who is not really repentant or learned from his ways.
I'm okay.
And I would never sign a child abuser.
No.
And I think the Redskins have now done both of those things.
Wait. Are you saying he's a domestic abuser? Because he's innocent until proven guilty. So I have nothing against them doing that. They released a statement saying, we're going to let the legal process play out, and after that, whatever happens, he's gone.
But you can't tell me that he's better than Colin Kaepernick.
They don't play the same position.
We're talking as a quality of person now. This has transitioned into who's the better man.
Okay, the NFL is a business. If he's the best linebacker and they can get him for 3 weeks and find out, is he a good face of the image?
He's not playing,
because
though,
we're not gonna judge him until we're going to let the legal process play out.
All right.
And in our culture, a lot of times people assume that someone's just guilty just because someone accuses them of something. So I think people should be given the benefit of the doubt. So yes, he should have a job until it's proven guilty, and then he should be gone. and he's been never arrested come back.
For domestic violence for the second time.
He is, but he was also proven innocent.
In a year.
He was proven innocent.
He got arrested 3 days before that for a misdemeanor.
Cool. A misdemeanor.
Or excuse me, no. He got arrested 3 days before he was claimed by the Redskins for domestic violence. He's currently on the commissioner's exempt list, which means he can't practice or attend games. But he's been accused of this in the past, and it got dropped because I think the woman didn't cooperate with police completely. But it's still pretty reasonable to presume he's guilty, if not of this.
Nope.
He's been charged with drug charges.
That's not how it works.
He's proven that he's not mature enough to be in the NFL in the spotlight.
Nope.
And we're going to keep giving him the opportunity.
Nope.
That's not okay.
You can't innocent until proven guilty. I do not agree with that at all. All
right, well...
The Washington Redskins are a joke of an organization.
They are not a joke of an organization.
They are a joke of an organization.
They had established a great team this year. They're in trouble because of Alex Smith getting injured. They took a flyer on old guys and gave them the chance. They helped Adrian Peterson find a landing spot where he reinvented his career.
Good
they
teams
took on
find
Alex
a way
Smith.
To win. But
yes.
The best chance in winning is bringing back Colin Kaepernick. And what do? They go with Colt McCoy in a very winnable game against the Cowboys.
I do agree with you on that. But I'm saying that's just because who's on the roster right now. And that's what they're just going to go with. It would be tough to go out and sign him.
Would it be tough, though? I don't...
In the eyes,
making this
they'd time. Be splitting... They'd be. I think the issue right now is now that Colin Kaepernick has become such a big figure, they feel as if they'd lose some fans if they did that.
Well, sometimes you need
lose
to take
some
the chance.
Lose some fans? They're going to lose more fans because they freaking just hired a domestic abuser. I don't care.
That's ridiculous.
On,
guys, let me just tell you.
From this point out,
innocent until proven guilty. It doesn't even matter.
Whatever. He's clearly not a good person,
but
regardless of whether he's been charged.
So if Jackson got arrested tomorrow and accused by some random person he never met of domestic abuse...
He's met her! It's
okay,
his girlfriend!
Jackson,
she's now accused him
Jackson,
twice!
Sorry for using for example, but I'm saying someone Jackson's met, I'm not going to name them, accuses him of that. Are you calling him a domestic abuser? No! Because it's not proven that he is.
I have no evidence.
Were
there's
you in the room when Reuben Foster was with this woman?
Obviously not.
Not exactly. Innocent until proven guilty. I rest my case.
Whatever. I'm incredibly angry about this, and from this moment on, after this little tangent, I will never speak about the Washington Redskins again on this show.
Okay, I'll
the
do it.
The name of the franchise will not come out of my mouth.
Okay.
I will refer to them,
right,
I will
cool.
refer to them. Is the Washington football team.
Wait, also, another quarterback, Andy Dalton's out for the season.
Yeah, that
the
was
the Red
a surprise.
Rifle is
they,
out for
they
the
could
season.
Sign Colin Kaepernick.
They
but
could,
they got
but
Jeff
not
Driscoll.
Going to,
because
Driscoll, they, man. Jeff Driscoll.
And they signed Tom Savage. They didn't sign Kaepernick.
Tom freaking Savage.
Tom is a savage.
Tom is
when
is
it
a
comes
savage
to being on the sideline,
as
when
a
it comes
cabbage
under the field,
in a field.
When it comes under the field, he throws to the wrong team.
Throws.
That's a big win for the Browns, too. That moves the Browns to 4-6. They're now a game behind the Bengals. Imagine if the Browns finish.
Wait, are they 4-6?
The Browns are 4-6.
Oh,
excuse
right.
me, 4-6-1.
I forgot about the time. They definitely have.
But they're realistically, they could finish above the Bengals.
Yeah,
they're not
clicking.
Mathematically out of a
no, they are not because it's actually that injury on Andy Dalton. Like, the Bengals, like, could projections now are they win one game for the rest of the season because Jeff Driscoll's a really big unknown. So that opens up a lot. It's almost certain, I think, that the Browns would pass them.
No.
Which means
yeah.
chance at a wild card in Cleveland and Baker Mayfield train moves on. Where's Josh Rosen?
I want you all,
oh, wait
I
a second.
Guys.
He's going for the first pick by
hey,
throwing interceptions.
Developments. Developments.
He threw three interceptions.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes had to take a year off. Patrick Mahomes had a year to develop, and look where he is now. MVP contender. Watch out.
Josh Rosen is not sitting on the bench developing.
I'm telling you, Josh Rosen's on the field developing.
Oh, so you also think Sam Darnold's developing?
Yeah, I mean, he's developing, but just not as a good quarterback.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between them two? They pretty much have very similar statistics.
I'm just saying, I love Josh Rosen and how he came out of college. I'm not getting into this argument with you right now.
Okay.
This is not what the show's
There's
about.
No.
I want to get into a different argument.
Yes,
I want you
please.
Guys to give the Cleveland Browns season a letter grade.
Oh, may I also just say, one second, can I just say for a second? Actually, no, we'll wait till afterwards.
Give the Cleveland Browns season a letter grade.
A. I like the moves they made, bringing in Landry. Callaway looks like good for the future. Putting Baker in, I think, was the best move over Tyrod. I would have liked the only thing... Actually, I would go with an A-. Why? Only because they could have capitalized on moving, I feel like, Tyrod Taylor for some stuff. But I feel like they're thinking if Baker was to get an injury that they don't want to jeopardize their future. They have a good backup to bring in that type of place. I honestly like firing Hugh Jackson too. So I think A-, I would go for the same. And that's, I would have given the Browns an F last year. So this is a big improvement.
How you wouldn't give the Browns an F last year? They didn't win a game. But I'm curious, are you grading on a curve because it's Cleveland though? Like, taking the Cleveland curve out of it, you're like, okay, they're 4-6. They've dramatically improved.
Curve?
The fact that the Browns had won one game in 2 years before this season and have just been...
No, I'm just saying...
Are you grading on a bit of a curve because
I'm grading on
this
the,
is great for them?
I'm grading on the moves scaled down from the top of the... From the Haslams
I'm not talking
to
about
John Dorsey.
Moves. I'm talking about performance. I'm talking about
yes,
everything.
Yes, I'm talking about the Browns have a sense of the future that they have attained this offseason before this year. And they have a team that's starting to come together in the locker room. Actually, around Greg Williams, which as much as I hate to say it, he's teaching them discipline in the locker room. So, as much as I hate to say it, he's a freaking cheater. But he does he's a very, like, nail-biting, like, tough, you'll be there on time every day. We work hard when we're in the locker room and stuff like that.
Is it my turn yet? Is it my turn?
It can be. Give it a letter grade.
All right.
Mom, Jackson wants to talk.
It's my turn to talk now.
Oh, Mom?
Oh, wait. Was that
okay, me? You're good, Jackson.
Thanks,
go ahead.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep. No problem.
I'm going to give the Browns a C+.
Oh my gosh.
Slightly above average. No, hear me out. It's my turn to speak.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't put your finger anywhere in my face.
No, I'll
throw hands with you.
All right, do it.
Let's be clear. Are you grading on the Cleveland curve?
He is grading on the Cleveland curve.
I'm grading.
Why? You're grading on the Cleveland curve. A-.
I'm not. I'm saying they reinvented their organization.
Okay, anyway, okay,
and
anyway,
they found
anyway,
a purpose
okay,
as an
okay,
organization.
Okay, we'll have rebuttals. Don't worry. For me, coming in from an 0-16 season, with the hype that we've gotten...
We've.
I mean, as like as people in the NFL.
Feel bad.
Wow, is it again? I think we'll get you good 2 minutes. Anyway, bringing Jarvis Landry, bringing Callaway, bringing all these players, bringing Tyrod to help the development with this team while Baker is getting used to the NFL. Those were all smart moves. However, I was hearing from NFL analysts before the season started that the Browns would be contending.
Who?
People from ESPN, Adam Schefter.
Schefter.
I
did not say the Browns would be contending. He thought they would have a very promising season and they would be in the hunt, which
right.
On the ESPN graphics at this point, they are labeled as in the hunt. They're just the last team at the bottom.
So they'd be contending.
The Browns have a mathematical shot at the playoffs.
Which
like the Green Bay Packers still
which
have
rides
a mathematical
a lot on
shot
the
at the
Packers.
Playoffs.
It rides a lot on
right,
the Packers
okay.
and the Bengals.
Did I interrupt you when I was speaking?
No, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Looking at what they've been doing, looking at their defense from last year, which was pretty decent, all things considered, with Joe Schubert coming in as linebacker, doing very well, being a Pro Bowler linebacker. Miles Garrett.
It's not Schubert.
What was his name? Sorry.
Joe Schobert?
Schobert. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
H throws me off. And Miles Garrett becoming more and more of an elite pass rusher. That defense was holding up games, but they just couldn't pull them off. They even almost beat the Steelers when they were really, really good.
So where are the negatives? Can I hear
the negatives?
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry has been underperforming. Baker Mayfield has not been finding him. And he has been proven to
Wait,
be
that's
a
good
steady
thing.
And elite wide receiver
he's,
for the
he's
Dolphins.
He's spreading the ball around, right?
What?
Their offense is more versatile.
Why would you not feed your best wide receiver on that team?
Their best player is in the backfield and arguably
the
one of their better wide
who's
receivers.
The backfield?
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb? You think
Duke
that's better
Johnson
than you?
Jr.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to be honest.
Anyway.
His conversion passing to the running backs is one of the best in the league.
Rashad
when
Freeman
looking,
matriculated down to Cleveland and had a run last week, so.
Okay, keep going.
When talking about the Browns, for me, it's disappointing to see a team that has so many weapons and so much talent in defense who has been underperforming this year to my standards, to what they've been playing at last year. I feel like the Browns could be improving so much more with what they got. I was almost on the Browns bandwagon early in the year. I was like, holy crap, this team could be a favorite in their division if they really step it up and they really prove beating the Steelers. That the powerhouse team in that division. If they really take care of them, they might have this division. But right now, they haven't been proving to me that they have that yet. They're still an average team, and they have improved. It's very easy. It's inevitable to improve from an 0-16 season.
But for me, the Browns, they get an above average grade because they have been improving. But 4-6-1, looking at the whole NFL, they aren't the bell cows, but they're average. That's all I can say.
Wow, that's disgusting. I think I am grading on the Cleveland curve, but why? You might ask why? Because the Haslams have reinvented this organization, and they, from the beginning, from Hard Knocks, from these helmets don't have your stripes on it, because the Browns organization is a place to be, and we are about winning. They reinvented the organization. John Dorsey is an excellent NFL GM. Don't even tell me the moves he has haven't even worked out.
I'm not going to.
First of all, the Jarvis Landry, that is one of the worst points I've ever heard in my life.
What?
He's still getting the same amount of targets. Obviously, he's not catching them, and that's not on Baker Mayfield. Number two, they're winning games.
Four.
Football is about winning. They've won the last two. Football is about winning. And if you're winning games, I don't care who catches the ball. He's spreading the ball around. There were seven different wide receivers last game who caught passes, including Nick Chubb making a... He absolutely mossed somebody. Nick Chubb caught the ball behind the defender's helmet, falling back into the end zone. Nick Chubb is an excellent wide receiver. You cannot tell me he's not. All the stats back it up. Every time he's been thrown to, backs it up. And Nick Chubb is driving that offense with Baker Mayfield. And then Baker's spreading it around through Higgins. Rashard Higgins is back. Antonio Callaway. And Jarvis Landry.
So, Jarvis Landry...
Easy buckets.
Jarvis Landry is on pace to get less targets than he did last year, I believe. Or around the same, but it's close. Last year, he had 161 targets for 112 receptions. You also got to remember that a lot of those were short, dink and dunk passes.
Yeah.
Right? This year, he's been targeted 111 times, but has only caught 60 passes so far for 630 yards. So that yards per reception are up, but he's caught less touchdowns. He's going to end up with less receptions. I don't think that's indicative of Jarvis Landry's skill. I think that's just the offense he's in and how they use them.
Yep.
I believe with your A- that you are grading on a bit of a Cleveland curve. Because if any other team in the NFL that's traditionally... that's been average. Like if the Texans are 4-6-1, you're not giving the Texans an A-.
Well, that's... Yeah. Well, that's because I'm saying now the Browns... Like, I'm saying from the beginning of the season, the Browns have reinvented themselves. And I'm...
But you gotta include the beginning of the season. So I'm gonna give them... I'm gonna go with Jackson. I think Jackson's C-plus was fair. I would have given him something in the C-plus, B-minus range. Because I think they have been very good.
Ridiculous.
But you gotta take into account the way their season started with Hugh Jackson.
The Browns are having a better season relating to their history and their management than the Minnesota Vikings are.
Again, but you can't take history... into this. You're just grading on a season scale.
I'm grading
and
this
a team
season.
That's shown promise,
and I'm saying,
but
yes,
a team
they're showing
that hasn't
promise.
Shown that
they fired everybody out of there who doesn't inspire and bring the culture the Browns want.
Part of the season, though. You got to count it as part of the season.
You
can't just.
I am.
You can't block out pieces of history.
My gosh. I do not. You guys don't understand.
We're harder
this
on it
season
than it
is.
Is
not about. This for the Cleveland Browns. This season is not about making the playoffs or winning
so
the Super
winning?
Bowl.
Which is what the mission is.
They're completing what.
That's
they
what I
do.
Mean to say when I say you're grading on a scale.
No, I'm saying they're completing what they set out to do, and that is reinventing the Cleveland Browns. Therefore, I'm saying they get an A-.
That's what I'm saying when I'm saying you're grading on the. Cleveland
No, I'm grading on Cleveland reinventing themselves.
That's
off the
curve.
There's no curve. I'm not adjusting grade average.
Definitely.
Not rounding them up.
Yes, you have.
No, I'm not. It's the actual grade.
Moving
the
on.
Mountain.
If anybody's
you guys
listening
are focused,
to this.
You guys are focused on winning. I'm focused
That's
on.
That's what the Browns are focused on, too. And look where they are right now.
Oh, my gosh.
4-6.
We're not saying they've
the
done
Browns
bad.
Are, the Browns
I'm
are
not
focused,
saying that either.
The Browns are focused on every week on getting better and improving. It's literally what Williams said in his press conference after the game.
Who are the top 5 teams in the NFL?
I don't care.
Rank them.
Top five. Easy. Top five. I'm not ranking them in a row right now. Colts, Saints, Texans, Rams, and who would I say is fifth?
I swear if you don't see the team I'm thinking of right now, there's going to be a problem.
You're missing a couple of good teams
on
here.
I'm
deciding. So, yeah, I would go Saints, Rams, Texans.
Don't forget Colts.
Colts, yeah, I would do the Colts. And the Colts are easily in the top five right now. don't even laugh. They're
please!
Both of you shut up. Oh, my God. You can't even tell me. No, Andrew Luck hasn't been sacked in the last five games.
Who's
they won every single
Andrew,
one.
Who's the
Andrew Luck got sacked, by the way.
Who's the fifth?
Yes, don't care.
Who's the fifth?
Who's the fifth?
Team.
I can't decide right now. I'm trying
you
to
how
decide.
Are you not thinking
well, Jackson, name your five. Go.
Okay, Chiefs,
I'm going
Saints.
I'm going Saints, Rams, Chiefs.
Now he remembers them.
Oh, there we go.
I was figuring out if I wanted to put the Chiefs or some other teams in there. Calm down.
Name some other teams
promising,
right now.
I was thinking Seahawks, Cowboys. I was thinking in that
Seahawks,
section.
Seahawks, Cowboys?
And I was thinking,
Were you thinking about the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure. Were you thinking about the Chargers?
The Chargers, yes.
Okay, I was just making sure.
No.
You think about the Bears or the Steelers?
No, I was not thinking about the Bears or the Steelers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I would put, that would be my top five.
You cut me off for this.
The Indianapolis Colts would be in the top five right now.
Go. Jackson, top five.
Chiefs, Saints, Rams, Chargers,
yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah, pick a team.
In that order?
Pick a team with a great volatile offense, with an inconsistent defense.
So, okay.
Wonderful.
So I'm taking the teams that have shown that they can succeed and win.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking teams that have been shown late season
Okay, cool. Saints? Mm-hmm. Yep, succeed and win. Rams?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Succeed and win.
Okay.
Easily done. Chiefs, succeed and win. Colts, succeed and win. What's the record?
6-5.
Thank you. They've won 4 straight. Colts, easily. Luck's back, and he's here. And they're going to win the rest
better
of
the
game.
Wait, Andrew Luck's here? Like, right now
no,
in my dorm room?
Hey, Andrew Luck!
Andrew, come over here. Recommend a book.
Andrew Luck is no longer rusty, and he's ready to go.
The microphone.
He's ready to go.
Back in the middle.
Andrew Luck is ready to go. Shut up. You're not letting me speak, and you're being
you
know, a liar.
You cut me off.
Okay.
I think ice cream.
Andrew Luck
I could eat ice cream.
Is ready to go. I'm making the point that Andrew Luck was rusty to start this season. His completion percentage was nothing like he's been in his career. So if you're saying we're basing off past things that have happened, then I'm basing it off. Yes, the Colts are better than the Patriots, the all-around team. Their defense is better than
you're
the Patriots.
You're going against Tom Brady.
Yep. The Patriots do not have as good a team.
Bet.
What happened last time? Andrew
okay,
Luck
when did the
Tom
when
Brady?
Did the Colts and did the Colts and Patriots play each other?
I will go look that up right now. But
I bet you the Colts win.
Are you willing to put money on
yes.
that if that's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Easily.
Let's start it. Let's put that on the board with a board bet system that we'll put in place. We'll keep track of them. Oh, the Colts already did play the Patriots this year. Do you remember how that game went?
They lost. Yes.
Ooh.
But that was earlier, so...
38-24.
What week was that?
That was week 5.
Yep, exactly my point.
So, good teams find a way to win.
Yep.
And they should have won that game.
And they...
Regardless.
No. Andrew Luck was not ready coming into this season. He shouldn't have been a
starter. 5 weeks is a pretty long time to get ready. But
yeah. And they forced him into it too early.
Forced
and he wasn't
him.
Ready.
He's been...
You're talking like Baker... Like, he's Baker Mayfield now.
Are you kidding me? Don't even bring Baker Mayfield into this. Josh Rosen sucks butt.
Don't bring Josh Rosen to this.
Yeah, she brought Baker Mayfield into it. Okay,
there's nothing
on,
wrong
please.
With that.
He's very absolutely incoherent. He doesn't have any facts and stacks and whatever the back of his points go.
Okay, Mr.
Anyway,
English.
If I had to rank my top five teams
yeah,
in the NFL,
do.
I would go in this order. Rams, Saints, Chiefs, Patriots, Texans.
Texans are definitely a top five team.
Respectable.
No,
I'd put
not
the Chargers
respectable.
At 6.
The Texans are a top five team. You didn't have them in
close.
Your top
I
had
them
five.
At 6.
No, you didn't. Well, you didn't say a 6. You can't just
let's
say
talk
that.
About another team.
The Texans
question.
Are a top five team.
What
team.
Team's
maybe
5 and 6 won their last
Colts.
2 and has a 0 point differential? What team
I didn't
is
hear
five
you. Jackson was yelling.
What team is 5 and 6, winners of their last 2, and has a 0 point differential exactly.
The Titans?
It's the Colts.
Wrong, baby! It's the Broncos! They're back! We're back
the
in
Colts,
it.
The Colts record is not 5-6.
It literally...
Oh, why don't you
six
think
and five.
A little bit?
Who did
yes,
you say?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
You did not say the Broncos.
I said the Titans, sorry.
I think...
The
I,
Titans are also 5-6,
I think it's perfectly reasonable to say that the Broncos are back They're gonna get the top wild card in the AFC.
No, I
actually, Case Keenum is the savior.
Hot take of the day.
That's not a hot take. I agree with Logan. I think
Case Keenum.
I'm not even kidding you. I think they could snag a wild card spot. They're playing real, like Sutton is pretty good, and Sanders is. I mean, I've never seen him this good. He's literally hooping out here.
I've seen him.
And their defense, oh my goodness.
We just gave up 500 yards.
I know you
did. We've given up 1,000 yards in the past two games.
I know you did.
We've just done enough.
But their defense is making the plays at the end of the game to win the game.
Well, the offense
it's
a,
this last,
they got the stop in the game before this one, and then just in this last game, they got that pick at the goal line.
The last 2 weeks have been like such a weird anomaly for the Broncos because they're a team that are dedicated. And dedicated wasn't the word. I was looking for predicated. They're predicated on a shutdown defense, an elite defense,
an
and
elite
then an offense that can just manage,
on a
manage
who's
the
an
storm,
elite,
essentially.
An elite
the Broncos have given up over 1,000 yards in the past two games, but only allow an average of 19.5 points.
Let me just say,
which
Case
has
Keenum
to be
is
one
back.
Of the crazier statistical anomalies.
The case is closed.
The case
Please.
Is
The case is
closed.
Again.
The case is wide
the
open.
The case is closed. The magic is back. You're going to the playoffs.
Okay.
The Broncos are making the playoffs.
As much as I want to jump on that train, he's completed...
Well, you'll jump on that train in 2 weeks.
He hasn't completed 60%
you'll
of his
jump
passes
on that
in the
Who
past
they play
2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks? Who
just
play?
Hasn't turned
Who do they play for the rest
he's
of the season?
He's been on the train.
That's what I'm...
Can we do a win-loss?
We can do a win-loss, yeah. Which I want to do, because the Broncos aren't... a great team.
Aren't there?
I'd
isn't
argue,
their schedule one of the easiest?
I'd argue that we're worse. There are definitely worse teams in the NFL that are on level with us. There are better teams in the NFL that'll get into the playoffs, and that was dirty what you just did. But I'm going to disregard that to do a little win-loss with you. Next week, we're at Cincinnati against the Bengals.
Win.
I think that will be a win.
Win.
They don't have any Dalton.
Then they go to the 49ers.
They won again. I told you. It's easy money.
Yeah, they win.
Yeah.
Then they play the Browns in in Denver.
That's going to be close, actually.
I'm going to say win, but I'm biased. So just, you know,
I say
take it with a whole spoonful of salt.
I say the Browns win the first 2 weeks before that.
I think
so
they can...
I say they win, actually.
If they shut down Chubb, then yes, they will win.
Raiders.
They win. I told you, the schedule was literally...
Monday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders.
I don't know, it's a divisional game. It's gonna be a tough one.
And then the Chargers.
Loss. So they're 4-1 for the rest of the season. What's the record then?
That if we're 4-1, that would put us at
9-7.
But even then, that
what
might
if,
not be enough
so
to make
if you,
a playoff
if you
spot.
Lose that game to the Browns, you go 8-8.
And we pick 16, and we take the most okay player in the first round.
No. You could still make a playoffs at 8-8.
No. What?
I don't...
Not with this season.
Let's check that. I don't think, no, because the Chargers are already 8-3. Presuming that they win at least one more game, 8-8
is not
enough.
They're getting the top wild card, so who's next?
The next closest team, the team that currently has that spot in wild card contention, is the Ravens, and then the Colts are right behind them at 6-5.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not too unrealistic.
Guess who's the quarterback for the Ravens, Jackson? Lamar Jackson.
I was going to ask
Jackson
you guys about that.
Jackson said he couldn't do it.
Two last
2 weeks
of Lamar Jackson, what do you think?
Great. I think he's making the offense versatile. He's developing as a passer, obviously, but I think right now this offense, especially with the emergence of Gus Edwards along his side, is becoming a very versatile offense. They can attack you from so many ways. It's hard as a defense to get into that mentality just
because...
Did
they win last week?
They
won ever since he started.
Baltimore Ravens did win last week, 34-17 against the Oakland Raiders.
How Lamar do passing?
Lamar Jackson was 14-25 for 178 with one touchdown on a pretty fantastic pass, but two pretty bad interceptions.
So what's his touchdown interception ratio?
I think he's thrown for one. And
he's thrown for two, and he's got four interceptions. Mm. I think.
But take that on a curve too. If there's not a running or there's not a quarterback like him in the league, the mm-hmm. pat or the rushing threat that he offers is unparalleled.
Teams
so
are having trouble with
you,
that right
you
now.
Can't just grade him as a passer.
Oh, I don't know.
He's developing as a passer.
He's
too.
He's doing very well, but
Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, mister. You're the negative Lamar Jackson. You're all for Josh Rosen. Come on, tell us what's wrong.
I'm not negative for Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson will end up being a better quarterback than Josh Rosen.
Can't wait, so
Josh Rosen proves me wrong, but...
I can't wait till Josh Rosen gets out of the league after next year.
I can't wait till Josh Rosen declines our invite to come on the show.
Because Josh of me. Rosen. Yeah, Josh Rosen, if you want to come on the show and you and Jackson have a little cuddle over here, you can go ahead and do it.
Would Josh Rosen be a good cuddler? He doesn't look like he'd be a good cuddler. He kinda he's kind of bony.
Yeah, he kind of does, but I don't know, Jackson. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's break the though. This is serious pressing sports talk. Okay. Do you think Josh Rosen is a good cuddler?
Jackson would make it work.
No, I want serious answers here. Josh Rosen's cuddling skills. Rate him.
Zero. But Jackson would make it work since he loves him so much. Jackson worships his idol, his statue every morning. In his room of Josh Rosen.
That's just blasphemous.
It is blasphemous.
I don't have any words right now.
Yeah, he's just so happy we're talking about Josh Rosen, his little baby.
Alright, I regret asking that question.
Yeah, thanks, Logan.
I'm very sorry. I thought it was a potentially funny route to go with the show, and once again, Jacob has foiled my plans and proven me wrong. I want to talk about the last Thanksgiving game. Again, we apologize for being all over. We're going to try something new today. The last Thanksgiving Day game was Cowboys... No, we talked about Cowboys-Redskins.
It was Saints-Falcons.
And did the Saints just confirm that they're the second best team in football on my list?
What?
Did that game really teach us anything we don't know?
Well, their defense played really well.
Until the Chiefs and the Saints face each other, I'm not sure where I...
Super Bowl prediction.
They don't play each other in the regular season, right?
Exactly. A Super Bowl prediction.
You think they're both going to be in the Super Bowl?
Oh.
I think neither of those teams will be in the Super Bowl. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Who's going to be the Chiefs?
It's Colts Cowboys, baby. You know it.
Broncos.
Yeah!
Case closed.
Case closed.
If the Broncos win a Super Bowl, I will buy everybody in this room a Case Keenum jersey.
Deal.
I'm done.
I would take
It'll be a Texans jersey, so I'm spending $30.
No, I'll take it.
I'll take a Case Keenum jersey any
day.
Any day, anyhow, anywhere.
Please win Broncos now.
Okay, the Broncos are going to make it.
Yeah, there's not too much else to talk about with the NFL. We'll look ahead later in the week.
Wait, you said who's going to beat the Chiefs?
No, I said that it's hard for me to look at the Saints, the second best team.
Who do you think is most threatening to the Saints in the NFC?
Chiefs.
In the NFC.
NFC,
I'm sorry.
They're not. They're in the... they'd only be able to play them in the Super Bowl.
There's one real answer
Rams.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's transition to talk about the NBA, because there's a lot of things have happened, and there's some serious things to get into, and there's some not-so-serious things to get into. So I want
to
first talk about
even
Kawhi
more serious things to get
signing
New Balance.
Woo!
New Balance.
My grandpa is so happy right now.
The New Balance Kawhi ones are coming out next year, baby.
I don't know.
I would
have
signed with Puma.
So Kawhi has said it's not official.
If I was Kawhi, I would have signed with Puma.
He had a media availability.
Nah, Puma.
So
I'm
Kawhi,
be part of the New Nation.
Let me read information. Kawhi Leonard has announced that it's not an official deal yet. They haven't announced anything, so that is just league sources saying it was reported first by Yahoo Sports. Kawhi Leonard announced it at a media availability session where he was wearing socks and no sneakers. Do you think that Kawhi Leonard's New Balance shoes will be the most dad shoes in the NFL? I mean, in the NBA.
In the NFL?
NBA.
No, I think with his his help, I don't think there'll be, like, any New Balance shoe we've seen before.
No, right.
I think he'll bring his Jordan, like, shoe design with him.
Right.
What he likes.
I have to say, yeah. Like, I feel like Kawhi could just really own this.
It's kind of what
He's getting so much clout right now for being like, oh, you're going to New Balance, man. Oh. But, like, he can use his publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. So he can use this to ride a wave.
Talk to Ruben Foster about that.
Hey,
we're not
going to
talk about that man on this show ever again.
On the Washington
yes,
football team.
When they win a Super
I
Bowl.
I will not.
No, but...
They will never win a Super Bowl.
No, I think Kawhi has a really good potential to bring this into a really good shoe. And if it's
You noticed, like, how Puma signed Marvin Bagley and some of the stars coming out of the draft earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
My guy,
Bamba.
Not stolen at all. Yeah. And I think those players are trying to get their own shoe. You know, it's the dream to have their own shoe. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. They're trying to get their shoe. Trying to get their own shoe. They can customize and personalize and wear and be like, these are the shoes. Like, buy my shoes, and I will perform well, and I will make my own image, and I will build my own brand. I think players want to have a chance to do that. I think Kawhi's like, I'm building my brand. I'm in Toronto. I'm in a new place.
Especially
and I'm going to build up my brand in this new place and become the star
season,
of Toronto, which I think he'll stay in Toronto.
That's a good discussion we should have.
I think he's going to stay in Toronto. I don't think he necessarily likes moving that much. Actually, we don't know a lot about Kawhi anyway.
Yeah, I would take LA, man.
I don't think he wants to go play with LeBron.
That's hard. That's
about the Clippers,
sell.
Bro?
That's a hard sell. I think the Lakers will trade for Bradley Beal.
No, I'm not talking about the Lakers. I'm talking about Clippers.
Oh, you're talking about the
Clippers.
I thought you were talking about the... Yeah,
wait, there's another team in Los Angeles?
What?
Who's on top of the West right now?
Like my boy Montrezl
Tobias.
Who else?
Bo Williams. The fact that Boban doesn't have a song yet.
Oh, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I think he was going to be solid. But I want to talk about another thing, which is Kevin Durant just became, what is it, the seventh Warrior?
Just became the first ever human
to
officially declare himself as a snake.
The seventh Warrior to score at least 40 points in two straight games.
Except he's not a snake.
A list that includes great names such as Antoine Jameson and Purvis Short. But the main point here I want to transition into is, do you think that there's just, is there so much smoke around that Warrior situation? Is there really fire there?
They're fired. Draymond's gone, baby. They're trading him.
I think we really saw this coming, though. Like, creating a super team like the Warriors have been, on paper, they should be the most dominant team.
With the personalities
since
they
Jordan.
Have.
Yeah.
They have personalities.
But, yeah, that's where it comes in. The personalities, when you have that many egos colliding, you know that there has to be some
Not
kind
that
of
Curry has
going.
A huge ego, I'm going to be honest.
Right, no, right, for sure, for real. But, like, when you have Durant, who was the alpha, who has made himself the alpha in Golden State, with Draymond always with that aggressive attitude. I didn't see it happening earlier in the season. Like, I didn't believe it would happen because, like, he's the Warriors. But, like, put his sled down. But, yeah, I think, put the freaking sled.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
No.
2 minutes,
ow,
and if you touch my sled again, you don't get to go down the hill with the rest of us after the show.
No joke, you just pushed my arm into this metal thing.
I did not.
All right, finish making your point, and then we'll get Jacob to
I saw it coming. I saw it coming.
Attacked me physically.
Oh, stop it.
Finish your
it
point.
It actually hurts.
No, the Warriors are, I'm not sure where to go from this, with, like, their season, how that's
okay,
going.
Is this team together next
clearly,
year?
Yeah, would you,
no.
Who leaves? Who leaves? Who's most likely to leave?
Durant.
I don't think so. I think, it's all hyped up on Durant, or Draymond getting traded or something like that. Draymond Green and Steph will stay and go and stay for their whole careers. I think so.
Draymond Green and who?
Curry.
Steph Wags.
Sorry.
He's hits all his shots.
Don't sing.
Okay. I think Klay Thompson might be someone who might want to pave his own path. He's got the rings, and maybe he thinks about L.A.
I think he's going to
the Clippers or the Lakers.
I think
it's time for Klay build his own legacy.
The Clippers are at least
cue
the
movie
one
music. No.
They're giving at least one superstar. The Clippers are.
They're gonna get one of them this offseason. Not Jimmy Butler. Butler will stay in Philadelphia for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
he's having fun. Him and Embiid are big friends. Speaking of new people and places, Robert Covington in Minnesota. Just
no.
No one cares. Speaking of people in Philadelphia.
The bromance him and Kat do, and today in a press conference, he asked Kat, how much better do I make you look on defense when you fail and I block the guy? Robert Covington out here making plays for the Timberwolves, and you could argue a better defender than Jimmy Butler.
I think it's pretty clear, by the way, that both sides have kind of won that deal.
Yeah.
Because the Sixers have looked better with Jimmy Butler,
and the Timberwolves have looked much
better without him.
They have the best defense in the NBA, yep. Since Jimmy Butler was traded away, they have the best defense.
They've
in the
also
league.
Played how many games? Like six?
Eight.
They played eight?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Never mind.
Boston has been super okay recently.
How's Hayward been doing? I think that's a big storyline for the Celtics. if Hayward can get back to his efficiency that he was before.
I think
teams are letting him have a lot more leeway and letting the Celtics rotate the ball to him a lot more, and he's just not as efficient as he normally is, which is kind of to be expected. I mean, he came off that was a terrible injury, but I feel like he should be ready by now, and it doesn't seem like he has been. The last two games have been better, but I would say he needs to get way more efficient.
I think it's not just Hayward. I think it's just trying to gel there. The Celtics, they've had some issues, but I don't know if that's... Get the demon out. Come on. Get the demon out. If you're going to interrupt points, do it live on air.
What?
Are you done?
I got something in my throat.
It's called complacency.
I didn't know you could eat complacency. Either way, I think it's just...
I flipped it right up.
I think the Celtics are not... It's not time to panic there. It's not time to trade people. It's not time to break up a good core. They just need to figure things out. Are you fine?
It's fine.
I can't tell if he's faking for a point.
Yeah,
or...
I'm faking.
All right, Jackson, what do you think of...
Yeah, I'm faking it.
Jackson, what do you think about Boston?
Boston?
Sorry. I'm not faking it.
Get out of the room. Go get some water right now. Like, it's actually bad. You're killing the show. You're killing it.
You are breaking us apart.
No, not like that. He's
no. It's me.
Jackson, what do you think about the Boston Celtics?
Boston Celtics, have been underperforming, to say the least.
Continue.
And I feel like people have been giving Gordon Hayward a little bit too much expectancy.
Expectations.
I mean, sorry.
Expectancy.
Yeah. Like, too many expectations.
Get your water.
For, like, coming off the injury, like, they still saw this team as a super team with Gordon, and it is, with Horford, Hayward, and Irving, and Tatum. And all, like, the developing players in the Celtics, of course. But looking at them, Hayward definitely looking at back. Shoot. I lost my point. Coming back from his injury, his efficiency is not there, as we've discussed a little bit before. I think that they'll start to click once Hayward trusts himself. Because coming from... He went up for a rebound, and he came down on his ankle, and that's how it broke. Imagine going up every single game for a rebound and then thinking to yourself, shoot, this is how I injured myself last time I did this.
Every time he jumps or is, like, in a rough play, it scares me a little bit.
I bet.
But that's just because I'm a skittish human being. All right, I want to talk about another player, too, who might be suffering from some injury issues. Nobody knows. It's Markelle Fultz. Do you know what's going on with Markelle Fultz?
He won't be in a Sixers uniform for much longer.
No,
although he actually hasn't been. He's just been sitting in clothes on the sideline. Markelle Fultz will be traded soon. I just don't think right now he's in a good place. I think, honestly, he's muddling. Like, the recent issues with the shooting coach, how he broke with him when they were reinventing his form. First of all, he's a little bit too impatient with the process, I think, of reinventing your shot. It takes a while to do that and to get back to maybe what he was before. And he just needs to... I think he just needed to stick with the shooting coach. It doesn't take a month for that. It kind of takes, like, about 3 months for you to get that back.
Right.
So it's a tough kind of thing.
Absolutely. And, like, he's not fitting in with the 76ers want.
Especially with Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
Right,
they're looking to be more of a three-point slasher team. With Ben Simmons.
Wow, I was like a comment. That is one of the best points I've ever heard Jackson give. Can I just, two claps on three. One, two, three. All right, go ahead.
Thanks, Jacob. So, with that mindset, with that goal in mind, Markelle Fultz is not living up to those expectations. He's not making those three-point shots, which coming out of college was a big thing. One of the most positive things coming from him. So, with him having to reinvent the shot, having that process fail is clearly something that the 76ers don't want to deal with anymore. And they've seen the work ethic with him. So,
Markelle Fultz will not be in the 76ers uniform as he does not fit their system any longer.
Do you think he's getting traded? Because from what I've read and seen around the league, he doesn't hold a lot of value.
No,
I think
doesn't.
We, as spectators who see number one pick and think about potential, hold him in much higher stature than teams around the league do.
Yeah,
so do you think
sorry for those first-round picks. Oh, my God.
Who would trade for him? Who's even a realistic spot?
I think any team that doesn't have a secure future in the guard situation would. It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Way to give
idea.
The most
if,
obvious answer.
No, no, no.
I'm
no.
looking for specific
if
teams.
If you can give low value for that type of player, I would look at the Magic with DJ Augustine in there, and he starts at point guard. I would think about different teams. The Pacers don't have Collison locked up for a long time in the future. It's just got to be a team that's developing and in a situation where they can grab him. Probably a lower tier team, probably.
I can see Nets trying to go grab that real quick.
I,
as like a backup
I don't know
role.
If I can with Dinwiddie and Russell.
The Nets have too many guards right now because they got Dinwiddie, Russell, Caris LeVert.
Yeah,
right, that's
and they're going to have to log on those guys.
If you're thinking about trading, like if that's what they want, they're going to have to probably give up some of those guards. If that's what 76ers want to get value out of, that would be the best trading position. Because like they have a lot of talent, a lot of guards on the Nets team.
If I could throw out some teams, I'd throw out Phoenix, who's definitely looking for a point guard. They just cut Isaiah Kanan today. They've been playing Booker there more. But Booker's definitely better as a two guard.
That's why they got Jay Crossover.
Kind of a, maybe a surprise throw-in, and I don't think a lot of people would think about it at first glance, but the Houston Rockets, I don't know if you remember, but the Rockets bought low on Marquise Chris from Phoenix, who was a young guy, and he hasn't played too much in the rotation this year. But I think they're definitely looking for people that have the potential to make an impact there, especially after Melo. And you can't tell me that...
They don't really have a point guard off the bench. They have Eric Gordon, right?
You can't tell me that Markelle Fultz
Eric
wouldn't
Gordon's
be
a shooting guard,
impactful
though.
Somewhat
yeah,
for that team.
Yeah, he's playing point right now.
Oh,
especially
really?
If
yeah,
they're buying
so.
Low.
Well, they kind of run...
They,
kinda,
I mean, they run two
They
kind of
run Harden out there when Paul's out with Gordon, and then they kind of run Paul with...
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see
game,
a team... I could see a team like maybe even Chicago going for a bench one to buy low. The Knicks have been buying low.
The thing with Chicago,
people.
Though, is Chris Dunn's definitely the starter.
I forgot about Cam Payne, too. Like, I mean,
nah,
I think Chicago is a bad
Levine's
suggestion.
Levine's not a one guard. He's definitely not. He's a
the Knicks are definitely in a rebuilding year. And
oh, but
low
I gotta
on
say,
some people like Mario
Alonzo
Antonia.
Trier of the Knicks, baby.
Why did Alonzo Trier get a...
Of the Knicks, because he's a guard. Alonzo Trier has averaged 23 points over the last couple games. And is
okay,
actually...
Couple games, though. Jeremy Lin
no,
averaged
stop.
35
this season,
million
this season,
over
his player
games.
Efficiency rating is one of the best in the NBA. And Alonzo Trier is grabbing boards, 9 rebounds last game,
yeah.
And almost... He almost got a triple-double last game.
Yeah.
And with his assists, he's been amazing. Plus, he's a great for the Knicks offense. I cannot wait to see what he does. He's going to be a great player in the future. A steal of a second-round pick. Shout out to Joseph Pellegrini for predicting that one.
I'm not fully on the bandwagon, but he's definitely been improving. I'll definitely give him that. With his past few games, he's definitely finding his place in the organization.
And the Heat. I think the Heat
would
be a good spot.
Oh, yeah, well, they Josh Richardson's starting at point guard. He's not a point guard, so yes.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else you guys want to look at with that before I make you guys talk about baseball?
Let's talk about baseball.
All right.
Let's talk about the ball hitting the bat.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some just baseball news. No balls hitting bats yet. It's the off season. I don't know if you've heard. But the Braves just made a couple of moves. The Braves signed Brian McCann back. He started his career with them. Was a great
mm-hmm.
catcher. And they also just signed Josh Donaldson. Former all-star slugging third baseman. It was just officially announced. It was a one-year, $23 million deal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
McCann was also a one-year, but was obviously less money.
But
what do you think about these signings for a Braves
exactly,
team that definitely needed some veteran impact?
That's
yep.
exactly what they needed.
Perfect.
I think you just said it. Veteran leadership. So,
especially behind the plate.
They have a great young core. So.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they almost made the... like.
I think
they
had the top farm system for a couple of years, and the Twins were up there, and the Phillies were up there, and the Braves system has definitely developed the best out of all of those. So
definitely most improved team, for sure.
Yep.
Coming off the sucky season they had 2 years ago. coming back last year,
watch
I did
out
not
for them next year. Watch out
did
for them.
Did not even see them coming.
Their pitching isn't bad either.
With, what's his, shoot, Sandy, no, it's not Sandy.
Sandy Koufax.
Who are you thinking of?
No, what's the...
Ronald Acuna.
Acuna, that's for, sorry.
Ronald Sandy.
No, like Acuna blew my mind when I heard about him and what he was doing.
Rookie of the year.
And the teams were trying to, like,
okay,
injure
quick,
him.
Guys, who's their second
best
player?
Who's doing? Insane to me.
That's
best
a very,
friend
that's
on
a very broad
who's
view
his best
of
friend
what?
On the team and second,
no, but,
and the second best player?
For the Braves? Now or before?
No, they're both super young. He knows who it is.
I know.
Acuna and,
it's Ozzie Albies is who he's thinking of. Ozzie Albies is a very good second baseman, also a young guy who plays for the Braves.
Okay.
I'm not going to blame
both,
him because the Braves have tons of young guys.
Also. So
wow.
On the same team. So they have a
think about it. You know who the backup infielder, like kind of the super sub guy, is for this team? It's Johan Camargo, and that's not a recognizable name. I didn't want you guys to like guess that. Because honestly, I didn't think
that's
it would.
That
would have
been my first guess,
but
honestly. Johan Camargo.
Hey, liar. But their backup infielder, who will turn into a super sub, play all the infield positions, probably pinch hit, and maybe get time in the outfield, had 19 home runs and 76 RBIs last year. That's unreal for a backup. Most teams don't get that. I think that's going... These signings provide the Braves with depth, and veteran experience, and I think this team is scary next year. Watch them get a couple more pitching pieces and some young guys coming up as well, not just rumors with trades. They might be in play for another guy I want to talk about later, but I think this Braves team is going to be scary next year. I think they'll definitely be the favorites to win the NL East again.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Honestly, I'm just thinking about the Braves and the great team they
sit
have.
Sit back down in your chair right now.
I just like to take this moment to let stop. I like to take this moment to let everyone know that you don't let the critics dictate your life and go out and do your best every day. Approach it with a positive attitude. And that's not a joke. I don't know why he's laughing.
Because you're not sitting in your chair.
I'm not sitting in my chair because I'm coming up to talk to them because it's very personal. Don't let the critics define your life. Honestly,
keep going.
Honest to God, it's like doing
hard work and dedication.
It's like trying to get a 12-year-old child to focus. You're all over the place.
Well, I'm Sanguine is my character type, so
you're all over the place.
Sanguine.
Like Josh Donaldson
Sanguine.
Will be hitting the ball all over the place for the Atlanta Braves.
What are you, melancholic?
I'm Sanguine for that. So
no, you're two.
Shoot your ass out. Yeah.
How
sorry, I'll
that?
Take my 10 push-ups.
Yeah, do it.
I've lost.
Wait, you're Sanguine phlegmatic.
Sanguine phlegmatic.
How do you get two?
This isn't entertaining!
How do you get two?
Anyway!
How do you get two types?
We'll talk about it later! Baseball!
I want two types.
For the Jesse Chavez re-signed with the Rangers?
No one cares.
Chris Archer had hernia surgery?
Honestly,
whoa.
I would just like to mention that baseball these days is all about entertainment, as the great, what's his name said?
John Bollinger.
John Bollinger said. From the Bismarck Larks, so... Honestly, baseball is all about entertainment.
And Logan has officially died as our...
traditional baseball fans aren't attracted by the game anymore, usually.
Jacob,
actually, traditional
down.
Baseball fans are attracted by the game. No, a lot of the baseball fans are attracted by the entertainment. I say, you know, as the great John Bollinger said, sellout mentality, we're going for the entertainment.
All right, next topic.
Shout out
who
to the Bismarck Larks and the Savannah Bananas. Woo!
Sit down.
Fun in the sun. Woo.
Who do you think is going to trade for Madison Bumgarner?
The Rockets.
I'm so glad we're taking this seriously.
Okay, the Twins.
Why? No!
Honestly, what do they have to offer? We'll offer,
a decent farm system.
We'll offer Joe Mauer.
We're tired.
No, I would honestly, I could actually see a high-profile team getting him. Like the Astros or something.
Dodgers.
I feel like it's kind of an underrated move, but I feel like a big team could mortgage a little bit of farm. Just because the Astros still do have a decent farm system, they could do that. So you get Bumgarner.
I'd say Dodgers.
They don't
too,
need
though.
Him. They don't need to, though. And
I don't know. It doesn't. Super team, baby.
They've already had a super team.
They didn't make it last year. Same with the Dodgers. They didn't make it. Their goal was to win it. They didn't win it. Now it's time to get better.
I'm going to guess that he goes... I'm going to guess that he goes to a smaller team. Not a team that's bad. Maybe
Padres.
Not in contention.
Mariners?
No. The Mariners are clearly below...
Oh, yeah, because they're trading Cano, right?
Because that's...
Rumor has it Cano might go back to the Yankees. Did you hear that?
Speaking of Mariners going to the Yankees, we'll talk about that later. I think the Milwaukee Brewers would be a decent signing for him. I could also see him going to somewhere like Philadelphia, a team that's got farm system. And don't discount teams in the AL. I think the Twins was a fair point. And I think that Tampa Bay might even be a decent place for him with what they have going on.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that Madison Bumgarner could go potentially to a smaller team that's looking for a veteran presence in the pitching system. I feel like that he won't want to do that, but if it's going to give him a bigger contract, I feel like that it's definitely a possibility for him.
I think it's a viable option that he doesn't get traded, honestly.
He'll be the premier pitching.
You think he's
going to
get traded?
Free agency.
Do you think he's going to get traded?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
From the Giants, yeah.
I don't think the Giants are winning with this core, and I think the reason that they...
does Buster Posey get traded?
No. They can't. Madison Bumgarner is really one of their only pieces with value.
What if they packaged him?
Packaged Mad Bum or packaged
both
Buster
of them.
Posey? That, not a lot of people would do that. I think Buster Posey's talented, but he's older and he's got injury issues, so I think maybe you're trading him into a contender, but you're not getting premier prospects for him right now. Especially because he's locked in on a...
We do have a Giants fan listening.
Listening?
Brad.
Oh.
Shout out, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
And he's a 49ers fan, but we'll just focus on the Giants part because we all know where the 49ers.
Also, we mentioned on it briefly, but James Paxton, former Seattle Mariners starting pitcher, was just traded to the Yankees for Justin Sheffield, their top premier pitching prospect, and a couple other options. I'm going to pretend like I didn't see what just went on in the booth. Thank God this isn't a visual medium. What do you guys think about this move, and how much do you hate the Yankees?
The Yankees are... I don't know how they're doing this. They have the...
By
the
selling their souls to the devil.
Caps. So true.
They thought that was funny.
They have...
That's not funny. That's serious
stuff. They're making another super team. And it's aggravating because I thought the Yankees would have a few off years without Derek Jeter there.
We were wrong.
No, we're all wrong.
Well, there was
Aaron
just Aaron Judge
comes
was
out
winning.
Of their farm system, 6'5", beautiful home run machine.
I thought you were going somewhere else. I was about to walk out because you and Aaron Judge were gonna.
I think the nickname "beautiful home run machine" might be the worst nickname in baseball history. But continue with your point again.
Beautiful home run.
Stop. Continue.
Jackson Lair.
The team knows how to win, and they know how to get players. I don't know how else to say that. They were good last year. I can't imagine having another ace on that
team. I actually don't think he's going to be that good.
Okay, well,
I think
we'll let you say your point when Jackson's done
injury issues.
Stating his
No.
Yes. 2 minutes. 5 minutes.
I don't think this is...
That's a discussion. Do you think Paxton's going to have injury issues and be a bust?
Yankees are going to be good next year.
Yes, they will.
Bottom line.
I don't think Paxton will be as big
I think
of that.
That he'll be good.
Oh, okay. Well.
Discussion over.
We beg to differ.
What is
it? No, you're making...
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. We were having a discussion and we're differing, so I'll be quiet now.
No, make some points about James
Paxton. Literally, it's your turn. Go ahead, Jacob.
There's no turns. This is not the fourth grade classroom.
This is a second grade class.
Oh, yeah, yes, right. Sit in your little chair, little Timmy.
You stay in your chair.
I'm not. The teacher let me get up. Okay?
Logan did not.
I had to go to the bathroom. Logan's
next
not the
point.
Teacher. Logan's the first grader.
Logan.
Who's more mature than us.
Next topic.
Okay.
Please.
Paul Goldschmidt has been linked in trade rumors. Paul Goldschmidt is an amazing hitter. Paul Goldschmidt is extremely underrated by casual MLB fans. You have to watch, get his value. He does a little bit of everything. Paul Goldschmidt to the Yankees?
What's his contract like?
If he went to the Yankees.
What's his contract like? Is
it
still pretty
up
big?
After this year.
Yeah,
oh, it's up after this year?
He's free agent next year, yeah.
Oh. I would wait if I was a team, honestly.
Nope.
I would.
But somebody's probably gonna snatch him up. He's a good player.
The Yankees.
They could, yeah.
I want him to go long term with the Diamondbacks. I feel like that he is the face of the organization, and he's definitely made an impact.
Yeah, they're gonna win a lot of games.
He's literally carried the Diamondbacks. The best.
I don't think they're gonna win.
They need to bring
pieces
to him.
I think they're thinking of the future and they're gonna trade him for.
They need to have him in the future. He was an MVP contender for a little bit.
Well, reasonably, let's expect he demands a large contract, which is reasonable, right?
Which is what he deserves.
Okay, I don't think he's worth that for the amount of years it will be for.
Oh my.
I have two more questions in this show.
I have two more answers for you, so you're lucky.
Do you think the acquisition of James Paxton pushes the Yankees past the Red Sox?
No.
No.
Two, do you think the acquisitions of James Paxton and potentially Paul Goldschmidt would push the Yankees past the Red Sox?
No.
Yes. I think Goldschmidt's that big of a deal. Yes.
No.
Yes.
And no.
I'm sorry.
Good answer. Good job. Good answer. All right, I'm going to go into a coma. Jacob, you can do Crone's Corner.
Ah. Okay, welcome to Crone's Corner. I'm your host, Jacob Messick.
Skirt, skirt.
It's over, Jacob.
Okay, sorry. It's Crone's Corner, everybody. Welcome to Crone's Corner. Big shout-outs this week. Larry Nance Jr. and the Crohn's Disease Foundation are supporting children who play young sports who are diagnosed with Crohn's Disease. A big shout-out to them. He's using his money that he's earned from making it to the NBA to pay back to people who get diagnosed with Crohn's Disease at a young age. So big shout-out, Larry Nance Jr. You're on the Cavs. You're stuck in Cleveland. Might as well do something with your life. I appreciate you taking that and doing it. And rebounding the ball for Colin Sexton and giving it back to him to shoot again. But we'll continue onwards. Happy Halloween, happy Thanksgiving, and let's look forward to Christmas.
Did you just wish somebody a happy Halloween?
Tell us a story.
It's Christmas!
Okay, honestly, please stop. So yesterday I was out at the gas station, and there's this guy, and he was like, can you... buy this thing for me. He had a Gatorade in like a bar or something. He was like, they won't let me do it if I don't know the person, so let's just pretend you're my son. So he called me his son and said I would buy this stuff for him and gave me some money to buy it. So I was buying it, and all of a sudden I saw him leaving. And so I was like, oh my gosh, no, he's leaving without his stuff. And he had actually taken some of my money with him for some reason, which I was like, oh my gosh, my wallet's not in my pocket anymore. So I was like, oh crap. And the guy was like, well, yeah, he's your dad, right? So you're his son. Yeah, you can just stay in here. He's gonna leave and come back. That's what he said. I was like, oh my gosh, frick. So I ran out the door. The guy yelled at me, and I ran over to the car, and as he climbed in, I grabbed and pulled on his leg, just like I'm doing to all of you right now.
That is completely not
true. I didn't
believe
that story for 1 minute. That was the dumbest thing I've ever
honestly
heard.
Guys, and I'll take that message to just
that was dumber than the Cleveland Browns letting Hugh Jackson
I'll
stay
take,
their coach
I'll
after he went
I'll take this moment
for
to
3 weeks or whatever.
Remember to tell you all when the critics put you down like Muggsy Bogues was 5'3" growing up, and he fought through a lot of adversity more than people even know. He was shot when he was 5. His dad left when he was 12. And he stayed through hard work and dedication, including... Why are you laughing?
Because those aren't critics.
Yes, and the critics told him he was 5'3", even after he made college basketball.
I think doctors told him he was 5'3".
Shut up, let me finish. They told him he was 5'3", and he couldn't make the NBA.
Look at him now, retired.
And he fought through adversity, and I would like to tell you all, there's adversity that gets put in your life, whether that's a disease, or that's troubles,
or
that's...
Monstars.
Or anything of that sort. Anything that puts in your way, you need to move forward, focus on, and keep moving in life, and focus on what life is really all about, and that is caring for others and serving others. Thank you, and we'll probably see you before Christmas, but watch some Hallmark movies. They're really cheesy, but
peace
I
out. Die
enjoy
Hard
them.
Is the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Have a Grinch Stole Christmas, real Jim Carrey version.
Oh, yeah, real Jim Carrey version. I'm with Jackson.
Best movie.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Thank you. No. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is not a Christmas movie.
No. Okay. Not end the show. We have to fight about this.
Okay. We will. What we will do is email jacobmasick1@gmail.com and tell me, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And then
yes,
next
yes.
week, next week, we will put up a poll and put a link to it.
Twice.
We'll put a link to it. Actually, no, don't tell us. We'll put up a poll next week. No, tomorrow we will put up a poll. We'll put up a poll
next
tomorrow,
year.
And I'll release a little videotape telling you what the link is. And
outro.
Please go to that and vote. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or what? What is it, honestly?
End the podcast.
End the podcast. Crohn's Disease Corner, checking out. Stay positive, stay humble, and stay focused. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day. Do 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 do